We are here weekly at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern, or excuse me, Central Standard Time. Okay, brains are mush today. We'll explain why later. We have got Heather Clark with America Flex and the host of If You Drink podcast with us tonight. And we have musician JT Stubbs joining us with some music tonight. True patriot JT Stubbs, and it's going to be an awesome show. Before we get started, however, we would like to join Elliot McKenzie with his national anthem. If you can, please stand, take off your hat, put your hand over your heart if you feel so compelled, and join us with Elliot's music. Thank you.
Is being held by season ticket members who are active or military veterans and members of TAPS. Ladies and gentlemen, to honor America, please stand, remove your hats, and place your hand over your heart as Virginia Forces Honor Guard presents our colors and welcome U.S. Marine Corps Iraq War veteran turned R&B singer-songwriter Elliot McKenzie to sing our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dark's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red
And as we remember, does anyone that's here tonight, Heather, JT, Scotty, do you want to share anything about your 9/11 that sticks with you, that hits you hard, that you would like to share with others?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that morning like it was nothing, man, and you transpired that all the way to what happened today, or what happened yesterday with our show last night, and the tribute that we played around with the officers and the managers. My daughter was just an infant. She had just been born in March that year, and I look at her now, and she's a junior over at Texas State University, and man, time flies, and still here we are reeling from what happened that day, man. And these people, in my opinion, just don't get it, man. They don't. Some people, with the events that just happened here in the last couple of weeks and what's going on, man, this country's still reeling from that. I just wish that sometimes the people would just open their eyes and see the trouble that we're in still because of this, man. First and foremost, man, all the first responders. You know, there's so many people that lost their lives that day. And all we are sitting here watching people try to run out. There's so many running in to save. And sometimes it just feels like we forget about them.
This is kind of off the subject on the subject. And a lot of people... I don't want to have September 11th so we can have September 12th. I would like us to figure out how to do that without having mass tragedy, mass trauma. I'd like us to figure out how to have the conversations and come together and get back to. And it's even in defending the word patriot, it's not about us having more than any other country. It's not about us being bigger or better or badder. It's not what being a patriot's about. It's believing. It's like sitting in the high school gym and you do your cheerleading and you do your thing for your team. And just because it's your team doesn't mean you can't. As a coach and as a teacher and as an educator, I just love the idea of, you know, teaching how to lose gracefully. And to be honest with you, win gracefully at the same time. And that wasn't a win for anybody. It wasn't a win for anybody. It was a loss. It was a tragic, terrible loss for everybody. And you're right, JT. We're still building back from that, and we still haven't got there. And we're finding more ways every single day to create a division or a cleavage between all of us. And we got to get rid of it, man. We got to get rid of it. Good to see you, Jess Sams. Tammy Schroeder, great. We've got new people coming on. Derek Iazio is on there, and I know I nailed that name this time, and I know I nailed it. I know I nailed it. And the amazing Peggy and Bobby Kressinger, they're going to be on the show here in the next couple of weeks. Their mission and what they're doing is amazing. And I don't want to upstage or – I mean, it doesn't come as an apology, but it's an apology for Heather and JT in the fact that we want to get here and hear about their mission and what they're doing, and we still need to recognize all the amazingness in this country still. We were involved in an event yesterday, and it's an hour away from me, and Andrea gets to do all the hard shows. I don't know if you noticed that. She gets to do the hard lead-ins because I'm over here trying to clean out the water pipes and stuff like that, whatever's over there. Driving down, I have to drive through the cities from where I live, Minneapolis, and the number of fire trucks and police officers and people standing on bridges, hanging their flags with apparatus and just being there just brings joy to my heart. And I wish we had it every day. I really do. America pie or apple pie, 4th of July, baseball, and I get it. And we can even bring in all the other things we need to. I don't want to sound really cliche and risque here, but I love cultures, and I love the people that are in our country that want to be part of the bigger mission. And I still think we're capable of doing it. I think we're capable of doing it. So I'll get off my box here. And please, if anyone has anything else to add, we love sharing. Thank you for being here. We don't get to do this without you. We enjoy it so much. And we do have two amazing guests today. And we'll get into that. Andrea, can you give us what's kind of been in our week?
Well, hey, do we need to do a shout out to a couple of our family? Right?
We can. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to, you know, I just caught you guys on social media, the tiny bit I was on there today. And Nick Richardson, thank you for putting it out there, your thoughts, your feelings, and without stepping into a political muck and, you know, maybe outing myself. And Tony Turner, you too. You know what? I think there is going to come a crucial moment where we all stand up for what we believe and for our freedoms. And maybe hold out a little bit instead of giving in right away. And I know that's might sound random and like under the radar, but there may be a moment when all of us are put in a position where we have to stick to our standards and our feelings and thoughts before just jumping in with the rest of the group. So you two put it in the public, and we appreciate that. You guys, we have a ton of stuff. Let's just remember that it is National Suicide Prevention Month, right? So 1-800-273-8255, and we'll put that number up again. That's National Hotline, Veterans Crisis Line, excuse me. So the whole month of September, we are thinking about suicide prevention. That's not what we do year round, all the time and with our friends and family. brothers and sisters. So we'll just keep that mission going. It is also, oh my gosh, I just messed up my notes. National Service Dog Month. So September, we just recognize the service dogs, right? But those who train the service dogs, a lot of help. And that's not just military, but of course, that's a huge piece of our military and our first responders. I just feel like we're in a place in our world where we can't live without them. This was kind of a neat little thing. A service dog is trained for as long as 2 years at an expense that can reach up to $40,000. You guys, there's no single type of service dog for all medical issues. They are trained to visually impaired, PTSD, epilepsy, and many other things. Service dog for
all medical issues. Sorry.
And that is some things. All right. That's why when these groups ask you for money to help with that, I mean, sometimes there's a specific veteran, active duty, first responder, or someone just needing those, please open your pockets and give a little bit. That's a lot of money. September 17th coming up. It is Citizenship and Constitution Day. And real quickly, they go hand in hand. Citizenship Day. Our Constitution Day goes with Constitution Week, and it's observed during, it starts the 17th through the 23rd. The Library of Congress also describes these observances being created to both commemorate the signing of the Constitution on September 17th, 1787, and also recognizing all who, by the coming of age or naturalization, have become citizens. So it goes hand in hand. And during that time, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services just encourage all Americans to reflect on the rights and responsibilities of citizenship and what it means to be a U.S. citizen. The 18th is Air National Guard birthday. 1947, that was the official year. And boom, the 18th is also the Air Force birthday. How do you like that one? And again, 1947, that's when everything was kind of split up and given their individual departments and descriptions, even though they'd been doing all of that together. We also have the third Friday in September. So this coming Friday is POW/MIA, Palmia Recognition Day. So that flag, right? We see that flag all the time. It's intended to be flown just below the United States flag. And that is how it is displayed at the White House. It's the only flag, according to the Department of Defense. I got to tell you, I don't know where we're at on that right now, but it's the only flag to do so at that location. I want to say there were 83,000 service members still missing from conflicts during World War II to the present time. 83,000. I mean, if you multiply that times two, because there's probably parents, add some siblings and a whole bunch of, you know, family, there's a lot of people missing members. Just the Korean conflict was just above 7,000. And I know we keep hearing more and more are coming back. So I believe that's what I've got. We have a few things coming up. Mark and I are leaving in 2 weeks to go to Georgia. We're going to support Bobby Henline and Feeding Our Heroes. We're asking friends to come along. It's always welcome, friends. October 22nd is our Come Out of the Storm. We have five musicians coming to Minnesota from all over the country to perform at Richard Dingle Post 98 in St. Paul Park. And it's also a fundraiser for Officer Nickel, who just lost his house to a fire. And he's also a two-time Afghanistan trip veteran. Insurance paperwork is lovely. That's what's going on. We just want to help him. It's no fun living in a hotel with a couple kids and, you know, and your clothes are all gone and burned, whatever. So we want to help him get that basement put together so he can build his house. The next day, the very next day, we'll be up and at it. I think Mark and I like to punish ourselves, whatever it is. We just spent like 12 hours on our feet yesterday, which was good. It was a good thing. And now in a few weeks, we're going to do it like all day and then all the next day. We are doing our first annual UHR People's Patriot Project Ruck, Chuck and Roll. And this is at Lebanon Hills around Jensen Trailhead. In Eagan, Minnesota, you guys, it's just south of the airport, really a little bit southeast. We have all kinds of stuff. It's family friendly. It's the trail is not wheelchair friendly, but we have plenty of other things happening in that area. We've got our musicians will be back along with Jake Nelson. I think we're going to have face painting. We've got beanbag tournament Mark thinks that's funny, but he's going to paint faces. Anyway, the end of the month of October, we are headed to OP Vet Fest in Pflugerville, which is right by Austin, Texas. And I just was talking to Denny. He's going to stop in one of these days and plug his own event. We will be there as a presence, and we're looking for people to come with us to that one as well. So there you go. Sorry, that's a whole mouthful, and I'm hoping that Mark gets to talk for a while.
Yeah, I don't know if you want me to do face painting. I may or may not have been involved in some face painting back when I was in the military, when some people may or may not have fallen asleep by choice or choice and didn't have the wittiness to know what was being drawn. We were pretty good at what we did, but
I want to jump in real quick, Mark, before we get too far away from what Andrew was talking about with the suicide prevention. There is just like 911. They have the national number that goes to your local areas now. It is 211. That is up and running now. That one is a whole lot easier for people that are in mental health distress to remember. 211 is a lot easier than that giant 1-800 number.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Scotty. That's why we have you here.
And we're so glad that there is that extra next option. And so, and we also get, you know what, here's the deal. We have a vast network of organizations across the country, boots on the ground, that are here to help veterans and first responders. And we get it. We get it. Some of us don't want to call a number that we don't know the people on the other side. If you want to hear a frequent and or friendly voice, you can call me, you can call Andrea, you can call Scotty. I'm guessing, I'm making some assumption, Heather's available. JT is very passionate in what he wants. And the list goes on longer than we have time for the show, to be honest with you. And we will shout out all those, even earlier, Nick Richardson and his organization up in the Northwest, the part of the country. I mean, we just got people everywhere. So if you don't want to dial those numbers and you are concerned and you want a little more touch of home, call us. We are here. I'd rather listen to you for all hours of the night. I just proven to myself I can do it because I was up until 3:30 this morning dealing with country music vocalist Sarah Evans until wee early in the morning. And it was amazing, but another event, and it is what it is. That was total a name drop, wasn't it? I apologize.
It was.
Apologize for name drop.
He may be just a little bit focused on that particular name. I don't know. So,
it might be a crush. I
heard Stephen John wants to marry her, and I can't let that happen. Okay.
That would be a beautiful couple.
Yes, it would be. Yes.
It was kind of funny because last night, putting our security detail in places where people needed to be and everything. I had been somewhat, we'll call it a leader. We'll say that loosely. But, they needed people in a certain part, and I had to remove myself from the Sarah Evans detail to accommodate, and I got to go watch people sell T-shirts, and so that wasn't all that great either. And pee behind a dumpster, but that's okay. That's enough about us. Let's bring in Miss Clark. It's an endearing relationship. Me and Heather have been kind of bouncing back and forth in conversations for the year. Come to find out, it's not a short jaunt, but we're like homies. She's from Wyoming State. I'm from Wyoming State. None of you guys get to say that. You know, I'm sorry. You can't always be the best. I don't have her muted. I don't have her muted. That's the whole thing. But we can try and get it. There she is.
Can you hear me now?
We got you.
Yes. Got you. Mark and I were there at the same time this summer, actually.
We were. Different parts, and so it wasn't exactly – I mean, it's not as big as Texas, but when you say you're just over there, that might be a 3 or 4 hour drive. There's a place, and I don't know, maybe this probably happens in Texas, but between Shoshone and Casper, Wyoming is legitimately 100 miles and there is absolutely nothing in between those ones. Yeah. Nothing. There is one town called Hell, H-E-L-L, and it's population 6. But there's nothing there. There is nothing there. So make sure you fill up in Shoshone or Casper before you start on that jaunt. And it's not beautiful country either. And so it's
full of deer.
Antelope. Full of antelope.
There's antelope in there. I mean, they're everywhere.
Prairie goats. Heather, how are you doing? And what are you getting done with Flex America these days?
I'm good. I'm just kind of hanging out. I did kind of an impromptu podcast last night on my show, If You Drink, for anybody. My show is basically what we were just talking about. If you're not comfortable calling 211, my show, basically you can hop on live with me and have a drink. It's called If You Drink. And so I did that last night. I didn't really attend any 9/11 events. Honestly, it was a very kind of overwhelming and emotional time for me. I talked about where I was on 9/11 last night. Right now with America Flex, we are looking at, I can't really get too much into the details of it, but my whole goal was to get this on a national scale. And it's looking like it might be moving towards that. I am launching the first ever veteran yoga channel on November 11th of this year. I'm going to start teaching, have a virtual studio on Vet Radio Syndicate, where I'll be teaching yoga on there live a couple times a week. And hopefully the goal of getting this out to veterans across the country will be happening within the next year or so.
Awesome. So tell me what Flex America is all about. I mean, you dropped some hints in there, but what do people know?
So when I came home, I was military intelligence with the Navy. I did a tour in Afghanistan with DevGru Red. I was actually out there with Rob O'Neill. He was my workout buddy every day. And I walked in the gym one day, and the team was doing yoga. And I had tried it before, but really wasn't into it. And I was like, hey, you guys do yoga? And they're like, yeah, we have our own yoga teachers at home. So I started doing yoga with them. And when I came home and started having issues with PTSD and anxiety and all of the perfect storm, depression, all of that, I went into therapy. I got on medication, but it just was not doing the job. So I started looking at alternative ways to deal with it and started doing yoga. It worked so well for me that I decided to become a teacher to teach other veterans because I wanted to share that skill set that got me off medication completely. And I started training in trauma yoga specifically for vets with PTSD. I then became a government contractor to teach, but I was finding that the contracts were not set up in a way for a small business to even bid on them. And at the time, I started looking at kind of local contracts. And my business was going to open April 1st of 2020, and COVID hit in March. Everything shut down, so I had to pivot, and that's where America Flex was born. My academic background is in psychology and evolutionary anthropology. I'm in grad school at Purdue for public health, so I use my military experience, trauma yoga experience, and my academic experience, and I fused them together to create military-style yoga where they're doing trauma yoga, they don't realize it because it looks like things that they did in boot camp because we've been doing yoga since boot camp. And so I use marching commands to get them into place. We go to the range and we go through dry fire positions. And those dry fire positions are actually trauma yoga positions. They just don't understand that. And I fuse in exposure and cognitive behavioral therapy through the language that I speak. And I basically take them through a mission. And the end of a class where they're supposed to kind of just chill out and relax, actually do a 9-line call out and a radio call that wraps it all up. We exfil out and we complete the mission. So I took that concept. I took it around the country this summer. I traveled all over the country, stopping at VFWs and American Legions to test this out. And what I found out was veterans were like, are you coming back? Please come back. We really want to do this. And so that's when I was like, I have to get this out digitally to get across the country because I can't be everywhere at once. But people are interested, old, young, they're all interested in it. And I have people telling me that I had one vet, speaking of Nick Richardson, I did an event with him up in Spokane, and one vet has cancer, has a walker, doesn't have any transportation. He was ready to take a public bus to get to my yoga class. And I said, no, let me come pick you up. We hung out all night. I did chair yoga with him. And so he's been doing that. He actually said that it's not only helping with his mental issues, but he's actually getting feeling back, and he's able to walk on his own for longer periods of time. I just have more energy. So I've been getting good results from it. I have a lot of researchers reaching out to me to do research studies on this, because the goal was to get it nationally, whether that's through the VA or a large healthcare firm. That's the goal, and that's where we're at right now.
That's awesome. That's super awesome. I'm not making light of it. I needed something last night after being on my feet all day long, and I was just like, holy cow, what can I do to fix this? And I've been in the world of sports for a long, long time, and I still don't think we quite get it, us athletes. And our veterans who really are athletic in the fact that they've went through some of the things that they've been through with the training and then their jobs. I'm excited to see that there's a way to implement that, A, skill set, B, training, and there's a mental set that comes with yoga as well. And
you can rewire your brain back from PTSD. You can rewire it from trauma. And that's, you know, the yoga and the breathing is all scientifically backed by research study now by top universities like Harvard. And we're actually trying to take the avenue to convince vets to do it is by starting to teach. I have some connections in the UFC, and we're looking at trying to get some UFC fighters on board to endorse it if I go and teach them. So vets are like, oh, okay, so they're doing it. Maybe I should try it.
So you, on top of all this, you have a podcast as well, which you mentioned, and you are syndicated on Vets Syndicate Radio.
Yes, Vet Radio Syndicate, VRS.
VRS, you're right, sorry.
It was started by my friend Dan Eric from Grunt Style, and it got bought by another veteran, a Marine veteran, Joe Pardoz. And it basically started with, he hit me up and he's like, hey, I love what you're doing. Would you like to have a podcast? And at the time I had another podcast called 7 Echo. And it was for a veteran employment. It was very kind of dry and straightforward. And I said, you know what, let me think about it. And I had just come back from Nashville doing a song with Chris Turner. We wrote a song together that we performed at a veteran fundraiser in Nashville. And as I thought about it, one of my favorite songs that he had was called If You Drink. And the music video, basically, he called up his friend Randy Couture, who was also a veteran, and they did this music video where they took the song If You Drink from an old Irish adage, and it showed a veteran with PTSD that was having night terrors. He couldn't sleep, so he like jumped in his Jeep and was driving down the road, saw a VFW, stopped in, and the whole premise of the song is, if you're gonna drink, don't drink by yourself. Like, come drink one with us. And what is crazy is, in the music video, the traveling Vietnam War wall was coming through Tennessee when they were filming, and they were able to get footage of Randy in front of that for the end of the video. And so now I have the podcast If You Drink, which is continuing Chris's mission. Vets can come online with me, have a drink every Wednesday during happy hour, and talk about whatever they want to. And they can have, you know, talk to me, they can talk to other veterans I have on, and they get that vet to vet speak. And what's crazy is, I'm going to be covering a Freedom Tour stop with Chris on September 24th in Trenton, Tennessee. And the traveling Vietnam wall is going to be there. So it was there for the If You Drink filming music video, and now it's going to be there when the If You Drink podcast is there. So I think that's pretty cool.
Absolutely outstanding. Yes. So you've already alluded, you got some big stuff coming in here in the near future. And I know you can't say some of it, because what is the next direction of Flex America and or If You Drink podcast?
For American Flex, it's to get the digital content out with the YouTube channel. I can't teach the full gun yoga on the YouTube channel just because it may trigger somebody, because it is actually using psychotherapy methods. But instead of speaking to a therapist, you're speaking through your movement and through your breath. So there will be a modified version of that, as well as some other military affiliated classes, looking at possibly teaching with the military, what's it called? The military network next year. I think they're getting ready to launch a whole like military channel or something like that. I've been asked to teach for that. Looking at teaching with some local healthcare firms and alternative therapies like equine therapy here in Florida, and basically just getting that out in a way that can go nationally into clinics, where eventually this whole thing kind of started when I ran into a former secretary of the VA. I had met him before, and I ran into him again and told him about what I was doing. He kind of told me, coming down the pipeline is yoga and holistic care, Tai Chi, equine therapy, meditation, all of that is going to be something that the VA is going to be using a lot. But they need to find ways, because of a bill called the Lamb Bill, they need to find ways to get it out to rural areas where veterans don't have access to get to a VA to do it. And so that's what really pushed me to get this in a digital format. And the If You Drink podcast, it's doing well. It's our viewers are going up every week. I'm following the analytics, and it's one of the top shows. And in my other podcast, I was so well organized and almost scripted, but this podcast, I really kind of go off the cuff, because I want people to feel like they're in my living room hanging out with me having a drink. And so that's the way that I designed the podcast. And I really kind of feel like I'm doing improv every week, you know, but people enjoy it. People like it. They come on, and if they're not brave enough to come on camera with me, they can sit and talk to me in the chat, and we have amazing conversations. And so it's just another platform, basically, for me to help with suicide prevention, you know. And I'm heavily involved in Irreverent Warriors with the veteran hikes that go across the country. I'm going to a Nashville hike September 18th, where I'll actually be singing the national anthem there. And then I will be caring for one of the five Navy sailors that just passed away.
Wow. Cool. You're busy. Yeah. You're just like every single one of the veteran boots on the ground organizations, personalities that absolutely don't know when to stop, don't know when to slow down, keep putting more in your basket. And I'm hoping, and this is kind of the goal for the People's Patriot Project, is that at some point, the network just functions within itself, and that the all the cogs meld together, and you run with yoga, and we have someone else run with. I mean, we accept everything that comes across, because it's this tackle box of opportunity, and right. A lot of people use the toolbox, but you can't throw a wrench at anyone, because I saw a movie about that, and if you're dodging wrenches, that's in the tackle box, you're catching something, and you need different lures and we're catching different fish. And
you can teach them to fish.
Yeah. Oh, great. I love it. To teach the fish, feed for a lifetime. To give a fish, you only get to eat for the moment. And I love all of that. And it's, I'm so excited about our relationship building. And I know that at some point our paths will definitely cross, just because the way things are working. We're excited. Thank you for all the amazing things you do. I hope you still get a chance to hang out here. We will have more questions for you. If anyone that's listening has questions for Heather, please throw them up. We'll get them done. I do want to bring on Mr. Stubbs here real quick, because he's been more than patient. Mr. Stubbs, thank you for joining us tonight.
What's going on, guys?
We had Mr. Stubbs booked for last week, and that was a loose booking, only in the fact that we knew he was busy, and we gave him full 100, not that we get to say squat, but with full graces said, get out of here. He dealt with another amazing mission down in Texas with Bobby Winthrow and the Texas Fallen. Yep. And they went down, and I just been following Bobby all week. Amazing job, Bobby. Thank you for your boots on the ground and your mission and your heart. And I'm telling you, I'm sorry, guys. No one on this screen is a sluggard or a slough. But I'm telling you right now, Bobby Winthrow is on another level. That guy is the Energizer Bunny on steroids with the Energizer batteries that are – the guy goes. And I'm just really excited to have him in our network. And thank you, Bobby, for all you're doing. Thank you for taking the time. And we were communicating, and zero hurts on this side. I'm glad you had the opportunity to do that with them. And I think it's – I'm going to put this on the line. We come across a lot of musicians that put it out there, wear it on their sleeve. The song we're going to present tonight, brother, you're the real deal, man. You're putting it out there, and you are challenging people. And that, I think, as I was reflecting for the week, this is exactly what needed to happen today based on how we set the show up, and it just all happens for a reason. Thank you for being here. Tell us what we're going to get to see, brother.
Well, man, this song, first of all, you're right about Bobby. Bobby is he's a one-of-a-kind character, man. That dude is always going. He was exhausted last week when I was with him, and I was thrilled that we were able to get down there and do that with him. And we raised $10,000 in about 4 hours, 5 hours for that deal to help those people that are affected by Hurricane Ida. And they were able to take water and food and supplies to them. And that was him and Mr. Michael Childress, otherwise known as he's a wrestler. I can't remember what his name. Just here, you caught me off guard, but they did some good work, man. That we were able to play this song there. We were able to play it last night. It's called The Cost of Freedom. And you know, Veterans Day last year, man, I sat down that morning and I started to think about what I could do for a song. I was thinking about both my grandfathers. Both of them are veterans of foreign war. Both of them are no longer here. And both of them, because some shape, form, or fashion of that is the reason why they are no longer here. I got to thinking about it and what I could do to try to commemorate or just remember them. Came up with this idea to write this song because it was Veterans Day. And it all hit me when I sat down to watch a football game that afternoon, man. And well, it wasn't even that afternoon. It was early. It was 12 o'clock that afternoon, I should say. But I turned on the TV, man, and I'm a huge Dallas Cowboy fan. And I sat there and proceeded to watch the whole damn team take a knee. And it just absolutely – not only was I embarrassed, I was ashamed. I was just infuriated that we could be that disrespectful to do that, not just as a person that's just trying to stand out for somebody. And granted, I'm not here ever to judge somebody for taking a knee or for burning a flag. That is their God-given right. That's the right that they get, but they get that right because brave men and women who go overseas or who put a badge on their chest and walk out in our streets and protect us. My brother, like I said, he's a fireman. I never know when he leaves the house in the morning if I'm ever going to get to see him again. And those souls that do that, man, have given us the rights to be able to do stuff like that. And just because, you know, you do that, you have the right to do that. I have the right to also tell you that I think that's crap. And I think it's disrespectful as hell because there's so many men and women that have not come back from over there. There's so many men and women that die over there. There's so many families left here alone daily, worrying about those family members over there doing what they do, man, not knowing if they're ever going to get to see them again. And that right there, man, it just pulls my heartstrings. So I came up with this idea of how I could tell the world what I thought about that and still be politically correct. And, you know, I got to thinking, well, the hell we're politically correct. I'm just going to say what's on my mind. And if they don't like it, well, I can change the channel. And that's just the way I live my life. I'm blunt, to the point, matter of fact, and If you don't like it, that's fine, but you're going to respect me for it. And that's just the way I live. And so I performed this show nightly. Last night I did it for 9/11. And we had a big concert out at the Free Hyde store in New Braunfels, Texas. And it was packed house, man. It was great. And people love the song, man. The song's climbing the charts. Go figure, all the way over in the UK. I mean, you would never, who would ever thought that a song about freedom in America would be doing good overseas? But it's climbing. It's in the top 10 over there, and it's climbing the Texas charts here. And got some good buddies out there on the radio network, and friends of mine that are artists that are, you know, I'm performing with that are. We get to play it with them guys, man. And the idea is just to get it out there in front of as many people as we can get it out there in front of, because I want the world to know, man, we've forgotten about the American soul sitting next to us, man. Because if you're at a football game and you're applauding somebody taking a knee, well, you don't know if that lady sitting next to you is the wife of a deceased soldier, or the kid crying next to her is the son or daughter of somebody that's no longer here, because you do that. And it says that in the very first lyrics of the song. You know, it's, the song starts out in a military funeral scene with a little boy crying, standing next to his mom, who's shattered, a shattered wife with the little boy crying. They handed her a flag and lowered him into his grave. And that's, I still find myself thinking, man, wow, where did I even get that? And it's just, you know, I bleed red, white, and blue. And I grew up in Fort Hood, Texas, McLean, Texas, which is right there by it. And, I've seen the effects of what war does to this country. You know, I've seen the effects of what it does to families of members that don't come home. And my heart goes out to them. And I just, anything I can do to help. And the next thing that this song does, man, is it's going to, we've teamed up with a foundation called the Fans of America. And 50% of all the proceeds that we make from downloaded music on this song, man, we're going to give back to that Fans of America Foundation, because they go out and they build housing for homeless vets. And that is living in Austin, man. You ride around these streets and you go under these bridges, man, and you see all these people in tents and stuff like that. And probably more than half of them are veterans. And I believe that it is, you know, we can go out and we can waste money on video games or whatever it is daily, man. If we can do that, then we can drive by a damn soldier sitting there under a bridge that doesn't have a home, and we can give him 50 cents to help build him a house. And that's it. They're hungry, man. I'm not saying you need to go give them money, man, but you can go give them a hamburger. And I won't pass one without doing it. It's just they deserve that. They deserve the rights that we have. And we need to be patriots about that, and just, you know, be a patriot. Just go get it back, man. Go get back what they gave us, because I don't have to sleep at night worrying whether or not I'm going to have a family tomorrow or not. And so many people in this world do, and that's what our soldiers do. They go over there and they provide that freedom. So that's what the song's about.
I appreciate every part of your message, and that's the song's a great song. I've sat and listened to it several times throughout this week, and but just your passion in delivery and your passion in your message is just we're going to call it out here, folks. Mr. Stubbs is not a veteran or a first responder, and that doesn't fit our format generally. But we are huge advocates of people that we call Patriot players. And if that title does not fit this guy, then I don't know who it really actually does fit. But the guy just doesn't. And we thank you for that. We'll keep talking after the song, and again, we'll get to hear your message here. I'm doing a different format tonight, so bear with me as we get through this. Our technology didn't
any part of the armed forces whatsoever. I thank y'all, man. I thank y'all so much, man. Y'all have to go off to you guys. I think I beat the hell out of my hat anyways, man. My hat goes off to you guys, man, because I want you guys to know that I respect you more than life itself, because we live in the greatest country in the world because of men and women like y'all, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. So Veterans Day last year, man, I was sitting there trying to write music, which is what I do, and I was thinking about my grandfathers on Veterans Day morning. Both of them veterans of four or more. Both of them no longer here in some sort of fashion, whatever you want to call it, because of that. And I was going to watch the Cowboys that Sunday morning. And it hit me, man, when I turned the TV on and I saw the whole damn Dallas Cowboys team taking me. I got so pissed off that I was crying. You see, my job right here is not to judge you because you take a knee or you burn a flag somewhere. And by the way, I'll tell you this much. If you burn a flag in front of JT Stubbs, I will beat your ass. Straight talk, real talk right there. I got so pissed off I was crying, man, because there's so many men and women that go overseas and they fight the battles that we don't have to do and see the horrible things that we don't get to see and get to live the special life we get to live in this country and be free. So I can watch TV on Sunday morning and I ain't got to worry about somebody kicking in my door, beating the hell out of me, or stealing my family or killing me. It's because of brave women and men like y'all that we have those rights. Every day in this state, in this country, in this world, there are people out there that wear badges on their chest, man. They go out into our streets and they protect us. And these people want to talk about defunding our freaking police departments? That's bullshit. Those men, those women never know when they leave the front door that morning if they're going to come back through it that night to tell their loved ones that they love them. So when they say I love you in the evening and they tell them goodbye, very well quite possibly could be goodbye. My brother is a fireman over in Georgetown, Texas, man. Every morning he goes to work and I never know if I'm going to see him again, and that's a frightening feeling. And there's families out there that do it every day, man. The women and the children at home that stay there, or the husbands at home that stay there and worry sick all night because of brave people to give us the rights we got. So you're damn right. You burn a flag in front of me, you take a knee, I'm probably going to beat your ass. And if I go to jail, I go to jail. But I'm going to fight for those men that are fighting for me. I wrote this song for guys like y'all, man. I hope you like it. You can download this song on every outlet there is. It's called Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all of it. It's a 99 cent download, man. 50% of all the money made from downloaded music right here goes to a foundation called the Fans of America that we front. They build housing for homeless folks. I will go broke taking care of the men and the women that took care of me and my family, I promise you. Because, thank you. I'm not here making excuses for the men and women sitting under the bridges over there in Austin, Texas, or right around here, man, because, you know, life happens. But those people are there because they walked out the gates of the Army or the Navy or the military, whatever shape, form, or fashion, and they didn't know what to do. Because that's all they knew. And we owe them that right to live in this country. Because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't that night. I hope you enjoyed the song called The Cost of Freedom. It's on the radio right now. Man's Neck is right at the Texas charts. I hope you guys enjoy it, man. Here we go. When the rifles fire, followed by a horn that taps at the blazing green, a shattered wife and a little boy cry. They handed her a hand, no one came into his grave. These are the things that are to the cost of freedom to be still ain't free. The opportunities to turn back to me above the flag he died for. The cost of freedom to be still ain't free. The cost of freedom to sure as hell ain't free. Thank you. TV and see all the violence and hate running through our streets. But we gotta stop it. All the politics and the beat is on the engine. Telling you all this hate. And we remember the name.
Way to end the show tonight. I want to thank everyone for being on tonight. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your mission. As always, we do like to put out the call out to The People's Patriot Project is the opportunity to serve. If you didn't get the chance to serve, we are the opportunity to do that. If you still wanted to continue your service, we are the opportunity to do that. We thank Heather for her amazing mission and what she's doing out there. We thank JT for his amazing craft. You probably should find some guys that know how to play with a little bit more passion there, too.
That boy up there good, ain't he? I mean, you can see it live. I'm telling you, it's something else. I'm shocked at all that he wants to play with me. He needs to be out doing his own damn thing, but he's something else, man.
It's awesome. Anyone have anything for closing? Heather,
thank you for having me. I appreciate you guys having me, and hopefully at some point when I'm in Nashville next time, hopefully we'll be able to meet up and do an event together. That would be awesome.
Zero doubts in that. Zero doubts it'll happen. JT, anything in closing?
Man, I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks when y'all come down here. Y'all be in Pflugerville for y'all's deal. I'm going to make some time to get over there and meet up with you guys. If I come, more than likely, I'm sure I'm busy. I have to kill somewhere, but I'll make some time and get over there and put my hands on you guys, and we'll get some stuff going on, man. What are we
excited, brother? Excited. Perfect. Yeah. Mr. Sexton, what do you got? Anything?
Other than that, like you said earlier, if anyone ever needs anything, I am always here. Find me on Facebook, Scott Sexton, or you can always find us under Forgotten 22. If anyone ever needs to talk, I'm here, a local in the Wichita, Kansas area, and open to whoever needs to speak to.
And I'll give a shout out for the show. If you drink Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, that's what the show is for vets to come on and hang out and have a drink with me and just talk about whatever you want.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. We'll get that up as well. Andrea, anything?
No, I'm going to. It's bubble bath night. I'm tired. We got to get a reset. No more thoughts. Thank you. No, you guys, thanks for coming in tonight. Heather, it was awesome meeting you. JC Tubbs, or JT, I like your call out. Your full name, of course. Must be a good friend. I love it.
He's actually a coach, a baseball coach, man. My son played for his organization not long ago, man. And Steve Major's a good guy, man. Great pitcher with the Orioles, man. He knows what he's doing, man. Teaching these kids and giving them an opportunity to have a future. And that's all you can ask for somebody in this world.
Very cool. Very cool. And I'm sure all of our paths will cross sooner, hopefully, than later.
Derek, thank you for being here, brother. Ryan, thank you for being here. I just want to put out a quick thank you to it's not my staff, but I'm going to – the people that work with the People's Patriot Project and allow me to be a goofball half the time and help bring me in and get my stuff together. And it's the dream – we're living the dream. We really are. People may think I'm condescending and being a dork when I say that I am literally living the dream. We are changing lives, we are saving lives, and we are making a difference. And I had to tell some people to stop talking to me before the show because they all want to talk about how we can work together. And I love being in the spot. And it's like, I got to get this done, guys. Sorry. We're here. We're good. And I love it. Thank you for letting me get to do really what my heart wants me to do. And so we appreciate it. We'll see you next week at We Got Your Six Patriot Playtime. And check us out throughout the week. We got stuff going. We got our debrief on Friday. And again, if you're an organization that sees a value in networking with us, give us a shout. We'll reach out. We'll talk. Also, we'll put you in what we're doing as well. We can sit here and talk forever, but I want to do our thing. Patriot Pride. We'll see you guys next week.